This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pull up a stool and join us. The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Weekdays 3 to 6 on 95.7 ESPN.
All right, we're back at the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia, glad you're with us this afternoon. And every afternoon on the radio.com app, ESPN Rochester, or dozens of other sports stations, including our sister station, WIP in Philadelphia, where John Barchard resides, Bleeding Green Nation as well. John, how are you, bud?
Good. How are you guys?
John, I'm scared to death of this Eagle team coming in the way that they are, because to me, it seems like, well, obviously, they've underperformed. I mean, am I wrong in reading this that Philadelphia, a desperate team, should be bad news for the Buffalo Bills this week?
Sure. Normally, yes. I would say that that's like, hey, you know, it's the third road game for the Philadelphia Eagles. They obviously don't want to be, 3-5 heading back home and having to play the Bears. So, sure, you should feel that way. But I got to tell you guys, like, this team is, I don't know what it's going to take for them to respond. The last time I talked to you guys, these guys were heading to a Thursday night football game in Green Bay. You'd think that that would be the light switch that got turned on for everybody. And then, you know, you play the Vikings. They knew that this is the toughest part of their schedule, and they haven't shown up. On top of that, there's been injuries. There's been second-round picks that are basically getting benched in the secondary. So there's a lot of issues right now in Philly, mostly schematically at this point. Is, you know, DeSean Jackson completely changed the offense. And that's something I don't think a lot of Eagles fans expected. Although, you know, it's that normal Bills fan worrying all the time because you guys don't know what to do because you guys are 5-1. You didn't expect this either, so I get where you're coming from. But I think it's going to be a really tough challenge for Philadelphia.
Talk to us about Carson Wentz. I mean, we were real high on Carson Wentz. Hard not to be excited about him when he entered the league as a rookie and kind of took the league by storm there in 2017. But it feels more and more like he's become a game manager. Is that based on his performance or based on just nobody to throw the ball to, no weapons and no protection?
Honestly, I think it's everything. And it starts from, you know, up top with Howie Roseman to all the way down to Carson Wentz. You know, I think that they convinced themselves last year in 2018, they're really close. They lose in the divisional playoffs despite all the mishaps that they had. And they knew that they were going to get Carson back healthy this year. And, you know, okay, we're really close. Let's go for this again. And, you know, all of the main components of this offense, which a lot of us thought were going to be top five. Carson Wentz going to be an MVP candidate with that too. And a lot of these pieces just are not working. Like, the wide receiver depth is worse. There's not, you know, Alshon Jeffery is the only guy that's experienced but doesn't have the speed. So I think there's a lot of things that play into this. I also can't believe that, you know, again, a second-round pick in Dallas Goedert, who's the second tight end that's next to Zach Ertz, when he's being doubled and basically being taken out of games most of the time, that, you know, Dallas Goedert is not more in use. This offense is completely out of rhythm. So it does feel very game managerish when you watch Carson Wentz play. And that's kind of like, well, which side of this is this? Is this more Doug Peterson and getting Barry Vanilla? Is this Mike Groh? His name's been mentioned. And, of course, like, you know, Frank Reich is a very popular name at this point, what he's doing with the Colts. And, you know, is he the mastermind behind the offense? There's all these questions that are in the air. But, you know, all, underneath all of that, Carson probably played his worst game ever that I've seen in Dallas, at least for that, you know, that second half of football. And really after he scored the touchdown. So, yeah, there are a lot of questions going around. And the thing that concerns me the most is not necessarily what my eyes are telling me. Doug Peterson, when asked, like, in a press conference this week, says, what does Carson need to improve on? And he basically started talking about the offensive line, getting Jordan Howard in rhythm, all these other things. Couldn't put a direct answer on it. So I thought that was a little weird that they went in that direction. But hopefully there's a lot of people clamoring for a fast wide receiver as we inch toward the trade line deadline here. And honestly, I think that could solve a lot of problems about Carson Wentz. So that's where we kind of stand right now, guys.
What did you make of the Lane Johnson comment saying that there were players late to practices and meetings? I mean, is that just a frustrated player after getting blown out on Sunday night, or is there a cultural or coaching problem on this team right now?
I thought that that was going to be a humongous story the next day, you know, like with other people maybe confirming that, or even Doug Peterson walking up and being like, yeah, guys have been late. Like, there is, we've noticed that. And what we got in response was, you know, Doug Peterson went on to say, maybe, you know, some guys get stuck in traffic and things like that. When they're not exactly early to meetings sometimes, but it's a rare occasion. And then Malcolm Jenkins kind of refutes the same thing too, and Brandon Graham also does it. So it went from like, oh no, to I was like, oh, maybe he is just more very frustrated with the way things are, and coming into the week, if anybody's late, maybe he's gonna, you know, come down on somebody. But I think that has all been a long storyline, and it felt, it only was what, 2 days, and it felt like we've been talking about it for 2 weeks at that point. So I think this is a lot of just megaphone. People get, you know, having to answer questions, and that just, you know, keeps coming out from their own perspective. So the only thing that's wrong with the locker room is they're losing. And that's my theory on pretty much how team chemistry goes. If you're losing, people are going to start chirping. And if you win, no one cares because you're winning and everybody's doing their job. So I don't think it's a big deal right now, but I think it could absolutely escalate if this goes, you know, towards rock bottom, and hopefully we've already seen that here in Philly.
John Barcher, Bleeding Green Nation, joining us in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. We had Elliot Shore Parks on with us yesterday, John, and I was curious about the Eagles' pass rush. You know, this was a defensive line that not too long ago had a great rotation and was one of the best in the league. Great offensive line, great defensive line. And the loss of Chris Long, the loss of Michael Bennett, I mean, was that all it took for this defensive line to not be as formidable as it has been in years past?
I think so. And, you know, like, that's kind of an odd decision after, again, where now you're down basically three defensive tackles. So even from the interior, you're not getting that much help. And Vinnie Curry is clearly a lot worse than either of those two options. Michael Bennett, you kind of start to understand a little more. I mean, basically everybody in Philly kind of knew that he was a big jerk in that locker room. And that's one of the main reasons why they moved on. And clearly they're trying to do that with the Patriots now. So I think that's kind of self-explanatory. But the Chris Long thing is really odd. He only wanted to play in one place. He only wanted to play in Philadelphia. And the Eagles decided, now we're going to, you know, we think we're good here. And, you know, I understand it from, hey, it's Derek Barnett and it's his third year now and he's got to be the guy and we think he's ready to be the guy. Brandon Graham, it took him 15 games to be really productive in him again last season with injuries and things like that. And, you know, so I understand why they went and paid him. It's just everything that's behind him seems really inept. I mean, there is a you know, Deshaun Hall, who shined in the preseason, is really everybody that's clamoring for right now behind that. And, you know, if you're like, I don't know who that is, you are okay. Like, because that's where the depth has gone. It's gone from, you know, Chris Long to Deshaun Hall to please just somebody step up and do this thing here. So I still think that's the most desperate need on this team. And it's really not the starters. It's just everything that's kind of behind them, because they have generated a lot of pressure and they're just not getting the finishes right now. So, in both spots, like the DN spot and wide receiver spot, I think are pretty weak right now.
He's the host of Bleeding Green Nation, WIP Philadelphia. John Barchard, our guest. The Ramsey trade not happening to Philadelphia. Did you have a big problem that the Eagles didn't step up there? And you know, what would be your wish list? You brought up a wide receiver, perhaps. What does this team need as we get to that Tuesday deadline coming up?
Yeah, and man, I'm going to have a lot of questions about that Ramsey trade for a very long time. Steep price, but you know, I don't know. For this team, it seems like it's pretty instant. Yeah, I think if you're going to do anything right now, I don't think there's any unless Howie has got something in his bag of tricks. There's not going to be some large, humongous trade. And honestly, the Eagles aren't really that kind of one trade away from flipping their entire season. But I say that even though we saw the Dallas Cowboys at 3-5 trade for Amari Cooper and then realize that, like, oh, Dak Prescott actually does need a wide receiver to kind of make this thing move. That's not out there in the market, and the market seems really, really pricey right now for four wide receivers. Sanu in for a second. You have who's that? Emmanuel Sanders for a third and a fourth. So, yeah, it's movable. And the one name that keeps popping up to me is a guy like Robbie Anderson with the Jets. I'm not sure what Joe Douglas is thinking about him right now, and if he wants to get value, you know, if Howie wants to offer up a third and a fourth or and maybe even a second at that point, I think that's something that this team desperately needs. Like I said, like, it is missing its speed right now, and that's a guy that I could certainly see trying to move there. Chris Harris and his name on the opposite side of the football, you know, just to get some a guy that actually knows how to play the spot again. Because the one good thing that I will say, and maybe this ends up helping out the pass rush, Jalen Mills, after not playing for an entire year, pretty much started for the entire game. And there's a noticeable difference. It's not great, but it's a lot better than what we've seen. And then that at least kind of takes care of one side of the field. Ronald Darby is going to go and do the same. So if you get a guy like Chris Harris to just go and do that, I think you could marginally improve the defense. So, you know, to make and hopefully that offense turns it around and gets going, which is, again, why I'm scared of the Bills. This team does not start well. And I know that the Bills have their faults. And I honestly, at 5-1, I think they're one of the most fraudulent football teams in the NFL because of, you know, Josh Allen, because of the way the offense operates and all of that. And it doesn't matter. Like, that's my feeling, because this offense just cannot move right now. So hopefully there is some movement at the trade deadline that these Eagles fans can get a little excited about.
John, we're about accountability here in the Sports Bar, and I want to own up to a mistake we've been making all afternoon. You are the host of the Go Birds pod. The Go Birds pod at WIP in Philadelphia.
Yes, sorry, I meant to correct it.
I apologize. Listen, let's talk one. I want to go back to something you just said. The Bills are 5-1 and a fraudulent 5-1. Now you know how to get a fan base fired up. This is some bulletin board material stuff you're spitting here, John.
I'm just saying, like, you know, everybody gets real hopped up. Like,
this is why
16 points here.
Yeah, this is why my co-host and me to a certain degree, like, don't go into this game confident thinking, man, Philadelphia could win this game. And one of the reasons why we kind of believe that is we just saw, you know, a bunch of nobodies in Miami run the ball against the Bills defense. Matt Milano going to be questionable if he's on the field. That's certainly a loss for this Bills defense. Talk a little bit about Philly's run game going into this game. Jordan Howard, Miles Sanders, is that a pathway to victory for Philadelphia if they exploit the Bills' run defense?
I certainly think it could be, and to an extent, like, Doug Peterson seems to almost be forcing that in a way. Jordan Howard's been a really stable back, you know, for this Eagles franchise. You know, again, Howie made a great trade in the offseason to go out and acquire him. The one thing I'm always concerned about is that role with Miles Sanders behind him. And certainly, like, Jordan Howard deserves all the carries that he can get. The odd thing about Miles Sanders is he doesn't really hit the hole, you know, and he hits a lot of that. His vision is really lacking, and no one can really figure out why, but it's also the best reason ever of his game, and why you should be afraid of it right now, is simply he's the Eagles' leading wide receiver. So, I mean, in a lot of cases, and now Doug Peterson's getting a little more creative with those guys where he's finally putting them both on the field with some different looks. So I think that could confuse Sean McDermott enough, you know, and I would rely on the running backs more in the passing game than I would in the running game this week. But, yeah, there's the, if that gets going, because that's going to make the offensive line happy. They love doing it. They're one of the best in the NFL in doing it. I think the Bills could be in trouble there, but honestly, overall, I think this is going to be a very sloppy, low-scoring game, and you guys are probably used to that already.
John, give us the outsider view, and you can be perfectly honest here. The AFC, where do the Buffalo Bills fit into a potential playoff picture?
Oh, no, they're making the playoffs. they're a lock.
Like, but I mean, what I'm asking is, are they really going to contend? Because what you're kind of saying is, yeah, that they'll get on the Saturday wild card game and be a quick exit. Am I putting words into your mouth? What you mean, seriously, what will it take for this team to contend?
We draft a different quarterback. Honestly, like I don't think Josh Allen has it. I'm sure that there will eventually, you know, he'll gain experience and get better, and that's very clear. I just don't know where that ceiling is going to take these guys. So again, it becomes a very defensive football team, and that is very old hat nowadays. Like, you have to generate something getting going, and you know, the Bills, they do a lot of power stuff, and it looks very Carolina Panthers-ish sometimes with Cam Newton, I guess. And they're trying to do the same things, but Cam Newton can fire it on a rifle, and the difference is he can actually hit his wide receivers. So, like, I think that's the Buffalo Bills' biggest problem right now overall, is just trying to find that identity on the offense, and I don't think they've done that yet.
Before we let you go, John, which way are you leaning for Sunday?
Bills 24, Eagles 21.
Oh,
like I can't pick them. I have tried. I thought they'd be 1-2 on this road trip, but they got to show me. So I can't pick them to win.
John, I as a Met fan, I wanted Joe Girardi. Now I'm going to have to settle for the bombshell. What do you think of Girardi to the Phil? I mean, that's good at least for 5 wins. That could get you back to the postseason, I would think, having a manager like Girardi.
I'm so happy because there was rumors of Dusty Baker and Showalter and all these. I'm just starting to shake in my boots a little bit. And I just said, you know, I mean, did we not just see Joe Girardi cry on television about talking about CC Sabathia and how much it means to him? And I was like, just give him, open up the wallet, let's go. So, yeah, I think the entire city of Philadelphia is happy for Joe Girardi right now.
John Barchard, host of the Go Birds pod. You can hear it on the radio.com app. Also, our sister station, WIP in Philadelphia, talking Philadelphia Eagles in advance of the Bills and the Eagles on Sunday. John, it's always great having you on with us. Look forward to doing it again soon, bud.
Appreciate it, guys. Good luck on Sunday.
John Barchard, I have a feeling we have a soundbite out of that we're going to be hitting. I mean, that's the outside view on Josh Allen, folks, that, yeah, you don't have your quarterback.
That he might be the one that actually is preventing you from taking that next step. Wow.
Oh, that's like that
if
first
we play
day
that
of winter.
Soundbite, like, if we play that soundbite every few minutes here in the sports, but do you think that'll fire some people up? I think it might fire some people up.
But is he right? If you had a better quarterback, is this a Super Bowl contender? Is the timeline not meshing? You have a top five defense. You have a good offensive line.
No, the timeline is within the rookie contract for your quarterback. That's the timeline. That's when the window begins to shut.
All right,
so now is the time.
Well, let me rephrase that. Is that the one upgrade that's needed on this team right now? I mean, if you had, I guess, yes, of course, if you had a better quarterback. Wow. Different way to look at it.
We've got Sal coming up a little after 4 o'clock here in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Some takes on the way next. I'll drink to that. Takes on tap at 454 ESPN if you want to jump in. Patrick Mahomes is going to do the impossible. I'll say it right now.
Yeah.
He's playing on Sunday. That's my take. He's playing on Sunday. I'll explain
that's your
why.
Take.
No,
okay,
I'll explain why. And you're vegetarian, you're vegan. I have no beef with you.
I would have laughed, but I just sneezed.
Bless you.
Thank you.
But I will say, there's a lot of you who are liars.
There's a story from over the weekend about the major league and the minor league negotiations that might go sideways, and you're like, this doesn't affect the Red Wings. Oh, no. Yes, it will. I will explain. Also, let me cast, now that Girardi's off, I don't think it's going to be an angry Met fan. I'm going to rally my, I'm embracing it now. I'm calling an emergency meeting of the Misfits. All right? We shall talk about the bombshell coming up.
All right. I'll drink to that in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia, ESPN Rochester.
Push your bandwidth to the limit with ESPNRochester.com. Stream the sports leader on your computer. Read the latest rumblings from the Bills and rumors from the Sabres. Breaking news, expert analysis, and opinion. We've got you covered. Plus on-demand audio and all of the best moments from the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bookmark ESPNRochester.com, the online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The Sports League, ESPN Rochester.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.